Good morning, New York. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Catsimatidis here. It's Sunday morning. With us today is Jeffrey Weisenfeld, a close ally of former Mayor Ed Koch and a confidant. And he is outraged at what's going on right now in the Democratic Party, trying to bring down the Ed Koch name. Mr. Weisenfeld, how are you today?
Great speaking to you.
Tell us, this New York Times article, was it put there on purpose by some individuals? How do you read it?
There's a funny saying in Yiddish, when something surprises you out of the blue, Vos plitzem, meaning, why the hell now? I knew Ed Koch for many years. I worked for him in all his campaigns. I considered him a friend. There were some times that he really gave it to me when he disagreed in public with me on some things, such as at City University. By and large, we were in agreement in our worldview. You know, he used to say, if you agree with me with 7 things out of 10, you should love me and support me. If you agree with me 10 out of 10, you should see a psychiatrist.
And you know something? He's absolutely right. You're never going to agree with anybody 100% of everything.
Exactly.
What is their beef? What is their beef?
The point is, why an article on this? What is your business? If he felt the need in those days, look, you and I believe, are very similar, as are most of your friends. We believe in live and let live. Someone has a particular lifestyle, doesn't bother somebody else. It's not my business, you know? So what are you forcing this guy? He felt for his personal needs at the time because, you know, most gays were not public at the time, and neither was he. You know, today's a different age. Everyone's out in the open. We respect people's differences. Now they have to show you how he was tormented. This, look, we don't know if Ed was happy, not happy, but even what are you making an investigation on the guy's grave for? Yes, I believe that it's probably true based on what was published there. I'm not saying that the story was a lie. He never found a partner. What is the purpose of putting him on the front page and then three follow-up pages, jump pages, full pages in the Times to tell this story? And by the way, it's happening at the same time that so-called progressives want to remove his name from the Ed Koch Bridge. What a disgrace. And you know what really surprised me? I'm personal friends and I like Carolyn Maloney, whom you know very well, and Tom DiNapoli.
We love both of them. We love Carolyn
Maloney. Why would they sign on to this vicious guy's request from the Jim Owls Democratic Club? They would sign on to remove Ed Koch's names because this guy has a vindictiveness against our beloved Ed, because Ed didn't want to come out of the closet, and he's angry about it, and he says that's why gay people suffered with AIDS and so forth. Look, in every pandemic that's new, people don't know. People knew everything about COVID when it came out 2 years ago. No, they didn't know everything about AIDS until it started to spread and how it was spread. It took time to figure it all out. But to dredge this personal life, this feeling of Koch, that he was lonely and he didn't have a partner and he was hiding that he was gay, and we know now it was painful for him. Why would you do that? He was a great institution. Everyone loved him because he was always happy and asked, how am I doing?
Jeffrey, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life, to take this guy's life from 40 years ago and try to change it. The other dumb thing I've heard, and this is, I'm talking to our audience too, they are outraged at George Washington University because they're outraged at George Washington, and George Washington wants to change the name of George Washington University. And this was published in the Washington Post. Does the Washington Post going to change their name?
John, it starts with the Ed Koch Bridge. You don't think they'll get to the GW and they'll go after the Port Authority because George Washington in his age owned slaves when half the world owned slaves? There was a time when Jews were slaves too in Egypt. I mean, the world changes. The most stupid people attempt to judge history today in the eyes of history 100 years ago. It can't be done.
These people
improve, life gets better.
These people, I don't know how to use the word, dumber than dumb. And anybody that really pays attention to this nonsense, who is the guy?
He's an obscure guy, some elected official in the extreme elements of the Democratic Party. They want his endorsement in a primary because the left wants the Democratic primary.
I am disappointed in Karen Maloney if she really did that. I am disappointed in Tom DiNapoli because I know both of them. They're both very decent individuals.
Yes.
And I would hope they would not bow down to be forced to sign a document on Ed Koch based on this SH, you know?
John, I wrote to both of them the emails. I can show them to you. It's evident that many Democrats, establishment Democrats, good people otherwise, are scared of these radical progressives who are destroying our city, who have strangulated Albany, and the mayor who's trying to do the right thing can't because you have people that don't belong on the street who have to be incarcerated.
I stand with you side by side in defending Mayor Ed Koch. He was a decent individual. Was he gay? Who knows? I don't care. Was he going to marry Miss America, whatever her name was?
Bess.
Bess Meyerson? I don't care. People should do what makes them happy, and I defend Ed Koch and his right to do whatever he wants. But Jeffrey Weisenfeld, thank you for calling in, and thank you for defending a great mayor like Ed Koch.
And a great institution in New York. God bless you too, John.
Thank you.